Recovering America's Wildlife Act, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. The Recovering America's Wildlife Act dedicates $1.4 billion annually to proactive, voluntary, locally led efforts to recover thousands of at-risk wildlife species across the country. Their spokesperson is Lacey McCormick.
This bill takes a proactive and voluntary approach, but it provides funding that can benefit farmers and ranchers, etc., to look at restoring grasslands. But it's not a mandatory. There's not going to be mandates or restrictions or requirements. It's looking at who wants to do this. And the funding can go on private land, but the funding cannot be used sort of involuntary measures. And this will benefit a lot of different people. I was talking about grasslands. For example, bobwhite quail across the southeast are in decline. They use virtually the same habitats as the monarch butterfly, which is also in very serious decline, and the Fish and Wildlife Service has actually said that it deserves listing as an endangered species, but they did something bureaucratic that they're not actually going to list it right now, but that they're considering it in the future. Well, this will give us the funding to take action now so that hopefully we can improve the trajectory for the monarch butterfly in a voluntary manner. We're never going to be able to do that without significant funding, however. And there's a whole host of game species that will benefit from this as well, because what monarchs need are healthy grasslands, and so do a whole lot of other species.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.